only developed within the last 3 years, shortly after the trail. The Pacific Crest Trail, also known as the PCT, or what I now call the trail, changed my life forever. 4 years ago, I hiked for 6 months across the United States, from Mexico to Canada, through California, Oregon, and Washington. I made that trek with Bradley, my former college fraternity brother turned lifelong friend. It was the journey of a lifetime. Together, we struggled through harsh deserts, pristine forests, and desolate wilderness. We hiked an average of 20 miles a day from April to October, through heat, hail, sleet, and snow. We met fascinating people, slept beneath the stars, overcame near-death situations, and pushed beyond our imagined capabilities. The trail brought us together and seeded the desire for yet another adventure. After pushing past security, Bradley and I glimpse our backpacks beside the carousel. Thank God. I've put more money into my backpack and its contents than any other material possession in my life, not to mention an envelope holding $1,000 cash, my budget for the entire trip. It's not much, but Bradley says we're living rent-free with the wise woman. All I need to worry about is covering the cost of trekking permits, meals, and hostels for the other 90 days. Avoiding unplanned expenses and living on a shoestring budget is mission critical. We've got to stretch the dough as long as possible. Also, maybe it's flawed logic, but I figure the cash is safer in my backpack than in my fanny pack, where it could easily fall out if I'm not careful. The odds of me losing my backpack seem far less likely. If that happens, I'm already screwed. Might as well put all my eggs in one basket. I throw my backpack over my shoulder and give it a few good shakes with my knees. It's heavy, nearly twice the base weight of my backpack from the trail. Did I pack more than just the essentials? I take mental stock of my belongings. A 20-degree sleeping bag, a one-person tent, and a 20-liter titanium cookpot. 2 hard-shell plastic water bottles, a toothbrush, a bottle of toothpaste, and a headlamp. A small knife, a titanium spoon. I've got the clothes on my back, the sandals on my feet, a rain jacket, down jacket, 3 changes of clothes, and a brand new pair of trail runners. Bradley and I started hiking the PCT barefoot, and I'm not making that mistake again. It doesn't seem like much, but the little things add up. The added weight must be from my thinking international travel necessitates a larger wardrobe. Now, I'm already regretting those extra clothes. After stopping by the currency exchange, we walk outside. A familiar humid air descends upon us, as does a swarm of tour guides, hoteliers, and taxi drivers.
Taxi! Hotel! Taxi!
I'll handle this, Bradley says. Mind seeing what that hostel was called? Yeah, I'll look it up. I shrug off my backpack, slide down a brick wall, and connect my phone to the airport's Wi-Fi. An old friend from the trail had recently visited Kathmandu. Where did he recommend we stay again? As I search for his message, I wonder, why didn't Bradley and I book a hostel in advance? Come to think of it, we don't have any concrete plans for this trip. I suppose it's because we've been through hell and back together. We'd hiked across the United States, escaped blizzards, nearly died of dehydration in the middle of the desert, and pushed for 30-mile days to finish the trail. Accomplishments I never thought possible for myself in this lifetime. Walking across the country in the face of such challenges reinforced our confidence to problem solve, brought greater meaning to our hike, and brought us closer together. By this point, we're like brothers. The need for plans or itineraries is trivial compared to our previous challenges, and even takes away from the opportunity for potentially magical scenarios. We know what's important. The details are superficial. As the thought completes itself, I find my answer. Check out Zostel, my hiker friend had messaged me.